My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers, YMCA chaplain, British military chaplain, and college professor. March 29th, from the contemporary version. Our Lord's surprise is it. You also be ready. Luke 12:40. A Christian worker's need is a readiness to face Jesus Christ at any and every turn. This is not easy, no matter what our experience has been. This battle is not against sin, difficulties, or circumstances, but against being so absorbed in our service to Jesus Christ that we are not ready to face Jesus himself at every turn. The greatest need is not facing our beliefs and doctrines, or even tracing the question of whether or not we are of any use to him. But the need is to face him. Jesus rarely comes when we expect him. He appears where we least expect him, and always in the most illogical situations. The only way a servant can remain true to God is to be ready for the Lord's surprise visits. This readiness will not be brought about by service, but through intense spiritual reality, expecting Jesus Christ at every turn. The sense of expectation will give our life the attitude of childlike wonder he wants us to have. If we are going to be ready for Jesus Christ, we have to stop being religious. In other words, we must stop using religion as if it were some kind of lofty lifestyle. We must be spiritually real. If you are avoiding the call of the religious thinking of today's world, and instead are looking unto Jesus, Hebrews 12:2, setting your heart on what he wants and thinking his thoughts, you will be considered impractical and a daydreamer. But when he suddenly appears in the work of the heat of the day, you will be the only one who is ready. You should trust no one and even ignore the finest saint on earth if he blocks your sight of Jesus Christ. There ends Oswald's reading. After becoming regenerate and after obeying the ways of the Bible, we need to make sure that we have a childlike faith in Christ and that we expect him at every turn. When we do, we can see beyond ourselves and beyond the world, and experience his reality.